This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The jobs report is one of those government economic reports that is really worth digging into the fine print on, which is not something, honestly, that can be said for all government economic reports. But among the many things we learned this morning was that black unemployment bumped up a bit in August to 6.4%, the second straight month the black unemployment rate has gone up. Remember, the overall rate, 3.7%. Also a bit worrying along those lines is that while labor force participation went up for white and Hispanic and Asian workers, they see promise in the job market, they got back in, it went down for black workers. And black households overall have historically done much worse than white households when the economy slows down. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why black workers are maybe already experiencing a not-so-softish landing.
Let's start with the good news, or at least the good news from earlier this year.
So the black-white unemployment gap has been shrinking faster during the recovery from the pandemic recession than the past two recoveries.
Joelle Gamble is chief economist for the Federal Department of Labor. In May, the black unemployment rate was less than double the white unemployment rate. Not great, but at least historically, that's a relatively narrow gap.
They've been switching into sectors that are higher paying, including in transportation and warehousing, construction, professional and business services.
And away from lower wage leisure and hospitality work, black workers now account for 20% of the transportation and utilities workforce. The problem is many of those industries are vulnerable to an economic slowdown caused by the Fed raising interest rates. When Howard University economist Bill Spriggs saw the jobs report this morning, his first thought was
disappointment and fear, because the black workforce is the canary in the coal mine. They're already suffering.
Warehousing jobs have declined each of the last 3 months. Of course, inflation, what the Fed is trying to stop with those rate hikes, erodes the buying power of black earnings. But Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute worries that for black workers especially, the cure may be worse than the illness.
Attacking the labor market in terms of bringing down inflation is certainly going to have some casualties, and black workers will be among them.
Rate hikes may be a blunt instrument, but they don't impact every worker equally. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.